morning. Welcome to this meeting. It is, we have 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 4 hours to do this meeting. Until 4. Well, okay. Now it's fine, until 4. Then, that's our job today, to go through this analysis of the researchers. Then from there, we'll see what we do with the report. But as usual, what has been done is not to take all the departments, but to choose those threads that have spent their list, and those that have overspent. Because the reason for that, as we know, is that clearly the indication is that these are the indicators that certain departments might underspend or others might overspend. We're dealing with this report as the, I think, critical time, because next month it will be the adjustment, let alone the MTBS, but the adjustment as well. I just wish that the other committees are taking serious those trainings, so that when we deal with these adjustments this time, we must deal with the differences. In the past, there have been adjustments, and it would be work as usual. I hope that the approach will be different this week. I'll request the researchers to take through. Apparently, Susan Yingiso is the one who's going to start and take us through. Okay, over to you. In fact, there are two apologies. One, Dr. Rabi. I don't know which meeting is there, Tanya? Economic Development. The other one is Honorable Ramatlagana. Is attending the IPU. Yeah, he might join us. We'll start a fresh one.
Okay, thanks. As you highlighted, I'm going to start with the report from section one up to the development of communication, and Federan will do the rest. And I think in the first introduction, I was saying, as required by the Manifest Amendment Procedure, Rachel Methods Act, number 90209, I said earlier that tabled first court expenditure report before the committee on 24th August 2010 for its consideration. This report provides expenditure trends for the end of the first quarter of the financial year 2010-11. A number of issues emanate from this report that requires the attention of the executive. Some challenges that were noted and reported upon in the previous report did recur in the first quarter expenditure report of government. It should, however, be noted that the committee has adopted a number of initiatives in this recent report to ensure that the issues raised by the committee are addressed by government. The report focuses on spending trends by different departments and highlights in detail some challenges that still exist in the implementation of budget. 10 departments were assembled to analyze their expenditure trends. The departments that reported high and low spending were prioritized for the analysis. This includes the Department of Home Affairs, International Relations and Cooperation, Public Enterprise, Sports and Recreation, Communication, Energy, Environmental Affairs, Rural Development and Land Reform, Trade and Industry, and Department of Water Affairs. This analysis intends to flag spending issues for the selected departments with a view to assist the committee in identifying departments for public hearing. It further prepares the committee for fruitful engagement with the selected departments. That is our introduction. And secondly, the expenditure trends at the end of the first quarter of the 2010-11 financial year. I think I will miss the first quarter. National departments are allocated ₱461 billion in the 2010-11, excluding direct charges against the National Revenue Fund. These included ₱126 billion, which is 27.8% for current payments, ₱30.26 billion for transfers and subsidies, ₱9.3 billion for capital expenditure, and ₱20.9 billion for payments for financial assets. The department that have transferred the department has transferred ₱216 million and ₱3 million from current payments and transfers and subsidies respectively to capital payments. The transfer of funds in the transfer of funds early in the financial year is an indication of unrealistic budget and lack of proper planning by departments. National departments have spent ₱105.5 billion at the end of the fourth quarter. An expenditure of ₱26.9 billion was reported on current payments. ₱72.4 billion was reported on transfers and subsidies. ₱1.1 billion on capital expenditure and ₱5.2 billion on payments for capital assets. The year-on-year spending comparison reflects declining trends of 2.07%. National departments spent 24.93% on the economic classification. National departments spent 24.93% of their budget in the previous financial year during the first quarter, which is 2009-10. This decline in spending trends is reflected in all economic classifications except the newly introduced payments for financial assets. Approximately 23 departments have spent below the general quarterly benchmark of 25%, while 5 departments have spent above the 30% of their budget. Different factors have contributed to this spending trends, and they differ from department to department. Furthermore, information was not provided regarding the spending of the Department of Women, Children, and People with Disabilities. Budget was allocated to this department, but expenditure could not be determined due to the lack of reporting systems in the department. It was indicated by National Treasurer that the systems are being developed and was hoping the department would be able to report through the systems in the second quarter of the financial year. In our view, the lack of reporting system introduces new financial management risks within the department. We view accountability as central in exposing misuse of funds, and the lack of the office system minimizes the level of accountability by the department. It is our view that the committee should pay more focus in this department during the next expenditure reporting in satisfying itself that all transactions that were taken during the absence of the system are in accordance with the set prescripts. And on the spending trends for selected departments,
I don't know if there's any members would like to comment, but I think it's still just introduction, I think. But members may comment if, before we get to the next paragraph. Okay.
On section number 3 is a spending trend for selected departments. Then the departments have reported different levels of spending on their budget. While the Department of Corporate Governance and Financial Affairs reported the lowest spending in the first quarter, the department was not selected for the scrutiny of its expenditure. A substantial portion of the department's budget was allocated to transfers to other spheres of government. Some of those funds were not transferred, particularly to municipalities, due to the misalignment of financial years. The Department of Communication is among the lowest spending departments. It spent 9.86% of its budget, while the Department of Sports and Recreation is the highest spending department at 57.49%. Among the departments with the abnormal spending trends, the following are selected for further scrutiny in identifying challenges faced in the implementation of budget, which are those that in a table chair. And the first one is the Department of Home Affairs. The Department of Home Affairs was allocated ₱5.7 billion in the 2010-11 financial year. This budget supported a number of policy initiatives identified by the department. These include strengthening birth registration and ID campaigns, access to excellent levels of service, improving security of business processes and systems, including permitting systems for temporary and permanent residence permits, and Section 22 SM permits. Sustaining turnaround strategy through improved leadership, management and governance, skilled staff, integrated business processes and systems, and facilitative infrastructure. And the last one was the implementation of the strategies to prevent, detect, and take actions against corruption. An amount of 942.4 million rand was spent at the end of the fourth quarter by this department. The department has reported an expenditure of less than 25% in all of its programs. The lowest spending the lowest spending of 9.66% was reported on administration program, and the department spent 16.7% on the immigration services budget. The administration program was allocated 1.5 billion rand, but only 142 million as payments for rates and taxes to municipalities are made at the end of each quarter. In most cases, the municipalities have raised concerns about the lack and or non-payment of rates and taxes owed by government departments as contributing factor to its poor revenue collection. Municipalities have always maintained that any negative impact on their revenue collection affects the delivery of services. It is not clear that whether these arrangements of quarterly payments were formally agreed upon with municipalities. And furthermore, in of the 1.4 billion rand allocated to immigration services program, only 198.4 million, which is 16%, was spent at the end of the fourth quarter. This was attributed to delays in payment of the advanced passenger processing rollout for improved operations at key ports of entry. This was to the program was to ensure a clearance of about 8 million travelers during 2010 FIFA World Cup. Other factors that contributed to those spending by the department include the following. The first one is a payment to government printing works of approximately 1 million rand for new passports, which was not finalized. And the second one is a late payment for the introduction of the bait registration of debt on sport adjudication campaign. And the quarterly spending for the master rental agreement with Gijima Assets was withheld in the first quarter. Some funds were not transferred to the Independent Electoral Commission, as IEC requested that such funds be deferred to the fourth quarter. While the department reported that payment to Kijima was withheld, no reasons were provided for the withholding of these funds. In our view, it is important for the committee to get sufficient explanations in this area, as this would provide it with a full picture of any challenges experienced regarding Kijima assets. This might also afford a committee an opportunity to suggest early interventions to avoid risks that might be associated with this payment, if any risk is involved. It's a first part of the assessment. I'm not sure if I should continue to the next department.
Why 1, 2, point 4, 2, six part of the each unit of one and the in west. Then it has not been tracked to come to those good at the service together because of moving west. So you need to have making the experience better.
Department of Commerce is bullet number 2, access to excellent levels of service. What does that mean, really, in financial terms? For me, it's not quite clear what it means in financial terms.
Okay, thanks. I think the reason for including those initiatives, it was to say the budget was allocated specifically to ensure that those particular kind of policy initiatives were being implemented. So in putting them here, it was in a view of really taking to the community so that they know as to what is that was budgeted for by the department. And in reading that sentence, I think it means to say one of their policy initiatives was to improve the services within the department. So that's why they say everyone must have access to excellent services.
Chair, I'd like to also compliment the researchers on the document that they put together. But my understanding of what you're doing is just going through this to get a picture of what's taking place. Maybe what we can look at doing in these things is if what you're doing is trying to highlight questions that we need to ask. We could beef the document up with those kind of questions, which would guide us as a committee. And then, secondly, if we've made recommendations or findings on any of these departments previously, if they could be put into this, so we can get some kind of a running assessment of where we are when we meet with them.
Okay, thanks. The second department is the Department of Industrial Relations and Cooperation. This department was allocated 4.8 billion rand in the current financial year. Substantial share of this budget, amounting to 2.9, was allocated to International Relations and Cooperation Program, which is responsible for implementing foreign policy and supporting diplomatic missions abroad. The administration program was allocated 1 billion rand. You see, I mentioned those two programs because if you add their budget, you will see that they amount to 3.9 billion rand, which is approximately plus minus 80% of the budget. So that's why I identified them and took them so that the committee can see as to where the substantial budget of the department went. But I think the priorities that were identified by this department, it was firstly, the first one, the consolidation of the African agenda. This included the strengthening of the African Union, promoting integration and development through SADC, and supporting peace, security, and post-conflict reconstruction. The second one was to strengthen the South-South relations, and this intended to promote solidarity and interdependence among developing countries. And the third one was to strengthen the North-South relations. And the department planned to focus on the trade agreements with North America, the Northern American Free Trade Area, and the European Union. It also intended to participate in the new forums promoting North-South cooperation. And the third area that they wanted to focus on was to participate in the global systems of governance. And this was to continue participating in international dialogues in disarmament and non-proliferation and armed control and climate change. and also they also targeted the G8 summit. And the last one, Chair, was to strengthen the political and economic relations through bilaterals and particularly with African countries. And Chair, the department spent 716 million rand, which is approximately 14% at the end of the first quarter. It spent less than 25% in all of its programs. It's not programs, programs. In all of its programs. It reported a lower spending of less than 1% in international transfer program. This program was allocated 784 million rand, but only spent 3.7, which is 0.47% at the end of the first quarter. But the department attributed this to international agencies and organizations, which regularly the payments to those organizations are made at the end of the financial year. But the other factors that were reported to have been contributed to the spending trend of the department includes the low spending on capital assets, as some capital projects were not implemented on foreign and domestic property management sub-program. And the second issue was that there was a delay in capturing the expenditure incurred in the mission. So that's why you see this picture of spending by this department.
The delay in capturing the spending incurred in the missions, is that not? I didn't ask the natural question, but is that not a delay due to the renewal of your contract, which is rental contracts? I want to ask the researcher to look at this. The question is the delay, not due to the expiring of lease agreements on the other side, rental. I'm just asking you that. Because I know that there is new contracts, you know, that are, I want to just correct it for me. Perhaps the delay of that, because I know that some of the foreign missions
now, I think our response to that is that we are skeptical, really, of answering for the department, because the information that we have here is that it was information that was provided by the department. But if the members are interested in following it up, you see, I think they still have an opportunity to invite the department so that they can ask those kind of The third department is the Department of Public Enterprises.
Yeah.
Okay.
The question I would like to understand from what you just said. Maybe I did not follow the question. Did you want them to ask a specific question, or is what you wanted to know lead to the fact that we should? Was it a specific question that needed a response from the researchers, or was it something that should, that goes beyond that?
Chairperson, I think the researchers make it clear that question I must put actually to the department. I understand that. Perhaps then you must call in the department, because my point is that that's a huge amount that they need to spend. Because in this report it is not clear where is the money. Where is the money going? Am I right? I didn't find it in this report and I didn't find it in this one. So the point is it is about 12.12%. But I think because I think maybe with the renewal of new lease agreements on the other side, but the researchers cannot give me this answer. They said we must ask for the department, but then we must ask for the department.
In a sense, I could just clarify how they work here, because my understanding is that we have that presentation by National Treasury. They follow up on those, on compiling the report, just to make clarity. Sometimes they get what, yes,
what they are saying is that beyond that, maybe it would be better to invite the department to then to get more specific.
Inviting this department will definitely need us to sit down, because some of their issues are outside the country, where they'll come here and tell us that we couldn't get this in time because of the locations of all these outside. So that's why I wanted to be clear about that one, because when calling this department, it might not be suitable for doing it right. We have to sit down and discuss first whether we need to call them now or later on.
I don't know the reason that we have that thought that it might not necessarily be helpful, because all the time, the reasons that they always give, if you check their report, as they say, some of the things are beyond their control, because the Philippines are on the other countries, they belong to the other countries, so that's where the delays are. But we could look at what is it that we can make them account on that is directly what we call it within their jurisdiction. But also just take into account that in those things that happen outside South Africa, well, it's South African missions there, but we can be what you call a very strong
there. Jane, I think, as I say, I think that might totally change in the second quarter. So that's why I say, well, we cannot call him in now. It's new government, it's new missions, it's new terms of offices of ambassadors. So that's what I'm asking. Maybe new lease agreement. That may affect it. But at this time, at least as the website, you know, it will, that might totally change in the second quarter. Well, I just asked that question for my own care.
Can we just drop the right and left and ask them to explain this specific one rather than bringing them here all the way?
Thanks, sir. The second department is the Department of Public Enterprise. This department was allocated 250.6 million rand in the 2010-11 financial year, and it supported some priorities and strategic focus areas of the department, which among those they include the aligning state-owned enterprises, planning and performance with the national policy priorities, and to assess and strengthen corporate governance of SOEs to promote compliance with the New Companies Act, and to assist in improving efficiencies in the management of SOEs. And the last one was the systematic integration of key programs in SOEs into broader industrial police and economic cluster program. The energy and the broad enterprise program, which is responsible for underlining the strategies of ESCOM, PP module regulator and broadband infra with government strategic intent and targets, it received substantial share of 150.4 million rand. And that amount is about 50% of the dependent budget that went to that particular program. Yes, so it's almost 50%. And the department spent 165 million rand, which is 47% of its budget at the end of the first quarter. An amount of 104, which is 93.66%, was spent on the energy and the broadband enterprise program, the one which I said it was allocated 150. This was influenced by 136 million, which is 100% transfer to broadband infra for the national long-distance fiber optic network. The high level of spending by the department is mainly due to this transfer. However, other programs, the majority of programs within the department, they have underspent, and five of them, they spend less than 18% of their budget. The administration program was allocated 101.3 million, but only spent 17.64%. Legal governance and transaction program received 54.4 million, but 1.2, which is 2% of the budget, was spent, while manufacturing enterprises was allocated 16.2 million rand, but 1.1 million, which is 6.6%, was spent at the end of the first quarter. An amount of 36 million rand was allocated to ADEC for the funding shortfall in respect of the Alexander Bay Township Development Program, but these funds were not transferred at the end of the first quarter. The department indicated the following reasons as among those that contributed to the low spending by the department. And the first one is that the operational expenditure was committed, but invoices were still awaited. And there were less than anticipated travel expenditure by the department. And office accommodation claim was not yet made by the Department of Public Works. And the posts budgeted for on one program were moved to other programs within the department. And this includes the post from the Transport Enterprises Program and the Local Governance and Transition Program. Another reason that was provided says that legal claims projected to be paid in April were not received from the Department of Justice. And lastly, the vacant posts in the manufacturing enterprises and the joint projects facilities programs also contributed to low spending.
Analysis by our researchers. This department in general, how do we classify this department? Is it is also an underspend in terms of it in the first quarter when it has reached up to 47% and only sub programs underneath that they have spent less on. How do we put that as understanding from the understanding mode?
Commissioner has raised his question. Now he's going to move before that. Okay. Now what we said come from the beginning was that there are. Some departments are chosen on the basis of having significantly underspent. Others on the basis of a threat of running short of what we call the funds because they have overspent. So this department, and for now, first quarter, it's 47, almost 50%. Now, in other words, what they are doing is to draw the attention of the members. That there's a likelihood of this department understanding. It might be one of those departments that will be asking for adjustment. So I think that's why they are bringing them to say, well, if you want to invite them to see how they are going to sustain themselves throughout the year, you can do that. They are just leaving it to us. They are highlighting those departments that need our attention. So this one is one of them.
Thanks. I think to further add in what you're saying, I think Honorable Abunda, if you look closely on different programs, you notice that it's only one program that overspent. In fact, it was a transfer to one of the agencies of 100%, and on that program, they spent 93% of the program budget due to that transfer. But if you come closer to other programs, you see that most of them, they are underspending. So it shows you that what you see as overspending might not be the true reflection of what is happening within the department, because there's a lot of underspending among different programs. So I think that as well you need to consider. you don't just look at the overall, you see, picture that is provided in the report, but if you go down to the programs, you see that there's a problem, you see, around the spending of the department. It's moving very slow.
I see the resources here say that they 150.4 million was put in the budget for aligning with corporate strategies of ESCOM, Pebble Bed, Modular Reactor, and Broadband InfraCo. But Pebble Bed, Modular Reactor, hasn't that been closed?
I think there are some other questions that need to be clarification that need to be got from what do they mean, I think. Mm-hmm. We will write to them, complex harassment. Okay.
The next department is the Department of Sports and Recreation. That was allocated 1.2 billion rand. And a substantial amount of this fund, of 1 billion, they were allocated to transfers and subsidies. So, which means that the department remained with 2 million for the administration, for its administration. The transfer budget included.
I read about this. It's not actually 200 million. I think it's 1.2 billion.
Yes, it's 200 million. So it left 200 million to deal with the administration of the department. And the transfer budget included transfers to sports federations, departmental agencies, and some conditional grants. And the budget supported specifically three focus areas by the department. The first one was the mass participation, and the second one was the sport development, and the third one was the high performance. So these are the key areas that were identified by the department in the ENE. And the department spent 716 million rand, which is 57% of its budget at the end of the first quarter. The high spending of the budget was reported in transfers and subsidies category. An amount of 680.8, which is 64.99%, were transferred to receiving agencies. The high spending on transfers and subsidies is attributed to 100% transfers to contract grants to municipalities under the FIFA World Cup unit. And those included two grants, which is the 2010 FIFA World Cup development and the 2010 World Cup host city operations grant. So those are the two grants that were transferred 100% to municipalities. World Cup development and the 2010 FIFA World Cup host city operating grants. These include the spending is influenced by 100% VAT return from 40 million to FIFA for the FIFA World Cup tickets. As a result of these transfers, 540.54.7, which is 99.29% of the FIFA World Cup unit program, was spent at the end of the first quarter. However, transfers were not made to other agencies, and these included the sports federations, Boxing South Africa, and Love Life. It was indicated that these are planned to be transferred starting from the second quarter. While the department reported high overall spending, it should be noted that its expenditure is still too low in some of its programs, and it spent less than 14% in half of its programs, and those include the support service program, which was allocated 102, but only spent 8.1 or 7% at the end of the fourth quarter, and the second one is the internationalizing and event program that was allocated 23 million rand. And only spent 10% of its budget. And it was explained by the department that the expenditure for this program is higher than projections, which is the internationalized in an event program. And it's higher due to the early payment of association fees for the South Africa's participation in the CSA Zone 6 under youth programs, under youth games in Swaziland. And lastly, the facilities programs are allocated 6.6 million rand and only spent 111,000, which is 13% at the end of the fourth quarter. Among the reasons that were provided by the department is that there were delays in identifying appropriate service providers to procure learning materials for the training and development programs, and there were delays in placing orders for the scientific support programs, and spending for capital assets under the facilities coordination program had not started as business plans were not received from municipalities for the use of the mobile team. It was indicated that mobile gyms are only procured after the business plans are submitted and approved. So those were the reasons that were provided by Sports and Recreation.
Chair, the reasons advanced by the department is a statement of fact that we as a department are not planning anything properly.
I hear all the members are nodding. It's something that we, every day we complain about, that how do they budget for something that has not been spent on. Otherwise, somebody comes, conceptualize this idea, just immediately put it into a budget without working with the people who are supposed to be service providers. You hear that municipalities haven't started budgeting for this, or I don't know, or it has to do with the issues of the financial years alignment. But the reasons given here are not saying that. I think there are some of the things that we need to note for now. Comrade Machina?
Much as we are all excited about the FIFA World Cup, we have our everyday life to live. And that also affects sports and recreation. Because if you look at them, they are developmental programs that affect the life of all our the people, starting from the children, and everybody was held at ransom while they were running FIFA. I think they must account. They shouldn't just throw everything out because of the excitement of the World Cup. Because everything now is left behind, and the World Cup is gone with whoever was interested in the World Cup. And the facility, the program, they couldn't even, like this facilities coordination program, delays in the basic things that needed to promote that program was not done because everybody wanted to be seen participating in the World Cup. I think that this is a department we must flag if we are going to call department, and they must tell us why they held the whole country at ransom when the World Cup was going on, and we are aware that everybody was claiming that is participating in the World Cup. They are not the only forerunners there, even if the name is in there, everything is in their name. We want to see what is being done, how they address the government priorities, despite they publicize us, each and every department publicize the World Cup. It's not only sports and recreation. They can't claim it alone. Everybody participated there, and at the same time did his daily work. They should also have done their daily work.
To add on what Honorable Mashego has said, from this report, it looks very obvious that sports and recreation was doing nothing at all except FIFA. Nothing at all for the country except for FIFA. That whatever is in their budget was null and void, but it was FIFA. So as they went with FIFA, they left the country behind. So they hadn't planned how they would use their budget effectively. I am just following up.
I think, however, we can to us, are definitely at their doorstep. I'm not saying that they would not want to. What I say.
Jefferson, yes, I think, again here, I think at the second, when we got the second quarter report, then we will get perhaps a better picture. But I think what will also assist us, if we can, and that's for the researchers, if we can have a comparison of the first quarter of 2009, am I right? Yeah, yeah. On an annual basis, then you can compare, listen, why did you spend this the first quarter last year? Why did you spend this financial year? That's just a proposal. Then you can compare. But I think, well, that is, the stats here look shocking. I agree with Comrade Peter. But again, I'm not happy with this. That's history. Okay, totally wrong impression. As it stands here, the only and that I agree with Comrade Peter. Okay. The situation is the big winners were people.
He has indicated that we flag it. We will do that. However, I think that comparing this department with others can really be a bit difficult, because this was the period of the World Cup, but let's sub-flag it, and then we'll see what do we in fact.
Boxing South Africa, are they not trying to liquidate that as well? Boxing South Africa, are they trying, as far as I understand, they're trying to liquidate that company. It's no longer going to be in existence because it's been a mess from day one. And I think we need to ask more questions about Boxing South Africa with the whole department.
Chair, I'm also just tempted for us to reiterate on, among other reasons, that is almost given by the for various departments. Like, for instance, bulletin number 3, there is given by this Department of Sports and Recreation. Under this Facilities Coordination Program, they say it has not yet started, because municipalities, they could not receive, a business plan from municipalities. The underspending or the deferred amount by most of the departments on this reason, I think it needs to be interrogated. Because if you look, the failing of the municipalities to provide business plans, there is a third-day real program on the ground, as we used to allude in most of the departments. So I think when we talk to such departments, indicating them, or maybe trying to interrogate them in terms of their understanding, the reason should not be the money cannot be spent because municipalities on the ground cannot be able to provide 1, 2, 3. Because it's part of them, in terms also from the constitution itself, that the provincial department and national are there to assist the municipalities on the ground in terms of such programs. So I was just alluding to that, Chairperson, to say this seems to be a recurring reason, and even more to most of the departments. Thank you. about these mobile gyms and things like that. But, you know, I don't know if it's someone in the department comes with an idea, as you say, and then they budget for this thing. And there was no consultation with the municipalities prior to them coming up with some program. Maybe the municipalities don't even want these things. So that's something to try to find. How, what is their kind of negotiations with municipalities prior to them budgeting for municipalities? And that might be not just in this department, it might even be broader than this department. And so the failure to give business plans might even be a thing to say that we don't even really, this program that you want to implement here at local government level, we actually don't think it's viable. We don't want this program, actually.
No, I don't know that.
That's why earlier we were saying, you know, somebody just has this concept in his or her mind, ask for money. Then once that is done, then now we go to the municipalities, and here we blame the municipalities that they have not they have not submitted business plan when they were informed and whatever. But we have left this department. Here, the Department of Sports, oh, welcome.
Okay, thanks, Chair. The next department is the Department of Communication. This department has allocated 2.1 billion rand in the 2010-11 financial year, and an amount of 1.6, which is 76.9% of the budget, was allocated to transfers and subsidies. The ICT Enterprise Development Program consumed 98.65% of the transfer budget, meaning the substantial portion of that 1.6 billion rand went to the ICT Development Program. This includes the transfer to departmental agencies and public corporations. The department budget supported some of the strategic goals that were identified by the department, which is firstly to ensuring accessible, robust, reliable, affordable, and secure ICT infrastructure. And the second one was to strengthen oversight of public entities. And lastly was to facilitate the building of an inclusive information society. And so the department spent 208.5 million rand, which is 9.8% of its budget at the end of the fourth quarter. There is a very slow spending in the transfers and subsidies category that constitutes a substantial share of the budget. The department has only spent 147, which is 9% of the 1.6 billion rand allocated to transfers and subsidies. Funds for almost all the departmental agencies and public corporations were not transferred at the end of the fourth quarter. Only 174 million rand was transferred to the ICT development program against the projected outflow of 157 million rand. The low spending was attributed to, firstly, an amount of 71 million rand that was earmarked for the digital terrestrial television project. And this amount was not transferred to CENTEC, as no request was submitted for this fund. A request was not submitted because of the delays in finalizing the spectrum frequency plan by ICAST. This negatively impacted on the digitization of broadcasting infrastructure. And second, Chair, the reason that they provided is that the last tranche for the closeout of the 2010 FIFA World Cup project was not transferred to Telkom. The reason for the non-transfer of these funds were not provided by the department. They just indicated that that large fund was not transferred, but no substantial information was provided. And so we're saying, well, the department gave explanation in two areas where funds could not be transferred. These explanations do not cover all the areas where funds were not dispersed. transfers were not made to other agencies, including SAP, South African Post Offices, National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa, Universal Services of Access Agents of South Africa, and no explanations were provided for non-transfer of these funds. Another reason that were provided by the department for the overall slow spending within the department includes the vacant positions in some of its programs, which include administration, international affairs and trade, ICT program development, and infrastructure development. In fact, I think in the majority of programs within this department, there are a lot of there are vacancies, you see, as the explanation that we provided. And secondly, it was the delays in finalizing projects in the administration program. The broadband digital migration awareness project was started in 2009-10, but was deferred upon instructions by the department's leadership. That was also the explanation that we provided. And they also say there were delays by international organizations to submit annual membership invoices. And they say some of the funds were withheld. No, they say there was a withholding of the industrial follow-up trips on the DG's instruction, particularly in the ICT international affairs and trade programs. And they further say there were delays in implementing projects due to the delayed tender processes in ICT policy development programs, and the delays in project implementation in ICT infrastructure program. These include spectrum audit, World Radio Communication Conference, critical information infrastructure regulation, accreditation of authentication service providers, and the establishment of the cyber inspectorate. And lastly, there is a delay in implementing projects that are currently under the bid committee adjudication process under the Presidential National Commission program. These projects include e-barometer, foresight and planning centers of excellence, development of hospital websites in seven provinces, and digitization content of military veterans, and lastly, the National Digital Repository. And we say it should be noted that this department was among the departments that reported high levels of underexpenditure in the 2009-10 financial year. It didn't spend 15.5 million rand for the infrastructure development program. And the reason that was provided at the time is that this was due to the delays in converting PPP processes to the national PPP. And overall, the department underspent by 6.82% of its budget in the 2009-10 due to the number of sectors, some of which recur in the first court. And some of those sectors that come again in the first court include the number of vacancies within the department, and also the non-disbursement of funds to receiving entities. And lastly, the development of websites for some certain hospitals. So those were the reasons that were provided at the time, and unfortunately they still come again in the third quarter of the financial year. Thank you.
This department not only has a lack of planning, but it's also just plain useless. It's inefficient, and I think we need to pull them up.
Chairperson, thank you. This is one department that we must follow from this first quarter up to the first quarter, and we'll keep track of it. And I hope we actually track it. Thank you, Chair. If you remember very well, we didn't want to thumb suck when one of our members who's not here wanted us to thumb suck and give reasons during our first quarter report. And you know, we are aware of that problem, and if we are going to leave them like this, we are going to start, because one other thing, they don't even state mention here, like the first bullet in their slow spending, mention 71, the last change for close out of the joint that was supposed to go to Telkom, they don't mention how much was supposed to be given to Telkom. Well, all these places, they don't mention the amount. They just say they did not transfer fund, they did not transfer fund, which means if we call this department, I think it will benefit us very much, because we like to know that even if they are underspending, how much in which department, because we certainly don't know the, at least the last trend that they were supposed to send to Telkom, they don't mention it. I don't know whether they don't know it as a department.
Any more comments? Okay. Yeah, I think that
that thing or development of website to hospitals. What? Can we have clarity on this? Yes, actually, it will be good if you can get some clarity on this check. My point is, if you look at this, all the departments have problems with vacancies. On what basis is the argument to say that we haven't got money to pay the officials? And I'm not a trade, I'm speaking now like a trade unionist, but the reality is, on what basis can you go back? I have a soft spot for trade unions because I was a member of a trade union, but that's my point. That it is just.
No, I think that what has been said is that the last paragraph, for instance, indicates that this is one of those departments that seriously understands at the first court. So clearly, we gave them the benefit of the doubt. Otherwise, if we continue to do that, it means that inadvertently we're contributing to understanding. And these issues that are raised here, those areas where there's understanding, I think that they are critical, you know. I mean, this is one of those critical departments. I'm struggling with my perspective. I mean, the other agencies like your SABC. Then the next thing, when we get to adjustment, you hear that SABC wants to be bailed out and what. When it's not taking the money, you don't understand the reasons why. In fact, even last year, if you look at, I don't know which, it was the second report or what, SABC was also highlighted. There was an understanding on that. Then we gave them the benefit of the doubt, but clearly, we have to deal with one of those departments. But also, our fourth quarter report did indicate, I think spelled out, a number of departments that mentions among the reasons vacancies as lack of, as contributing to lack of service delivery. I think that again, we just need to identify those departments that have said that. As a committee, we support savings, but not at all costs. But not at all costs. It must not contribute to lack of service delivery. Otherwise, we'll be shooting ourselves in the foot. You didn't ask for a permission to leave. Goodbye.
Actually, on a lighter note, it is the bonus month for our researchers, so I think they can give them a good report.
Okay, so we're plugging this one again.
With the kind of austerity measures that have been put in place, I don't know if there have been at national government with regards to freezing of non-critical posts. When this budget was crafted, and they're saying that there's posts that haven't been filled, was that budgeted for prior to anything being sent out about austerity or afterwards? In effect, are we going to be looking at this drag the whole year because they say that these posts mustn't be filled, or and how much I don't know if we've quantified what the vacant posts are in rand terms for the year, so we'll be able to then see what that is, because also, you know, I mean, that could be a brilliant slush fund for the pot. They put in a huge amount of budgeted for posts. They don't fill those posts because they always say they can never fill these posts. Like, we haven't got any skills in this country. And then they just move that money to where they need it. So it's just something that's bothering me.
Chairperson, I
think
this in future, if the departments are saying they've got the problem of vacancies, I think they must tell us by saying the vacancies have not been filled. Which are of management and which are of non-management, so that we are able to say their budget. You know, we are able to debate or discuss on their budget because there's a low vacancy rate. But what do they mean by that to us? They mean they're short of how many people is there? They're short of how many? Instead of having how many? Because it might be a low vacancy rate and they mean five people.
I think that what is being said here is that they could not do certain things they had undertaken to do because of they didn't have people in certain vacancies. And maybe the issue then with us that we're dealing with, I think that the indicator that over and above what you say, is trying to check those, it's them that give the reason that this was not done because of the high vacancy rate. If they, all those who say that, we'll lift them up. That why is it that then? They should. I mean, what is the reason for us, for them, not to employ? Because Honorable Snell is saying is that they budget for this post. They know which posts are at it. They budget from the beginning. Now they don't fill in the post. The vacancies. I will have to call it to. They will have to account. You know.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. I think from energy, my colleague Keredani is going to take the committee through up to the end.
Hey, thanks, Chair. I can see you had a long sleep. I'll take you through from NAG towards the end of the report. NAG was allocated a budget of 5.3 or 5.5 billion in the 2010-2011 financial year. And it has only spent about 684.5 million, or 12.3% of the allocation. The under expenditure was due to the lower than expected expenditure on current payments. This program was allocated an amount of 202.1 million, but the department has only spent 42.9 million, or 94% of its projected expenditure in this program classification. Initially, the department had projected to spend 45.7 million in the first quarter.
In the current payments.
Yes, sir. You remember, sir, that we've been requesting the National Treasurer to provide us, when reporting, with the projections as well, is to say what is it that the department are projecting to spend in every single quarter, so that when we write these reports, we are able to benchmark, because it's not all the departments that we can use the 25% benchmark, as they are varied in nature. This means that the department has underspent on current payments by 0.6%. The lower than expected expenditure was on goods and services. This under expenditure was due to the outstanding payments which were not made to the Department of Minerals and Mineral Resources, as the two departments have been sharing a lease agreement for the accommodation. Therefore, these two departments are supposed to share the cost. However, the Department of Mineral Resources is the one which has been paying for the lease agreement, and the Department of Energy will then compensate later. So it means that they haven't paid the for the lease agreement. This high level of under expenditure has also emanated from Program 2, which is hydrocarbons and energy planning. This program has only spent 12.8 million, or 0.82% of its budget in the first quarter. This was as a result of delays in transferring of 1.5 billion, which has not yet been made to Transnet pipeline construction of petroleum pipes. The delays were due to the fact that the department is still finalizing the negotiations towards signing of contracts as part of service level agreements with the Transnet pipeline. Though the overall under expenditure levels have been noted, but there are certain programs which have spanned beyond the projection. The expenditure on goods and services has gone faster than it was expected. The department has allocated 8.7 million for goods and services in this program, but it has spent 4 million, or 46% of the total allocation for goods and services. This was due to the financial pressures encountered as a result of insufficient operational budget to cover for the day-to-day expenses related to inspection and verification that has to be conducted under INEP program. So, Chair, you are likely to see the adjustment in this area, Chair, because you can't have a department which spends a 46% of its budget in a program during the first quarter. So there's going to be a violent from somewhere else to keep it going throughout the financial year. The department was allocated 3.4 billion in Program 4, which is associated services, and it was projected to spend 530.9 million, but the department has spent up to 640 million, which is more than its projection for the first quarter. In the view of this over expenditure, National Treasury indicated that the department has submitted a request to revise its monthly drawings from the National Revenue Fund, which is NRF, in June 2010. But the department failed to submit the required supporting documents to outline the number of electrification connections that would be delivered per month in order to justify the increase in the funding requirements of their implementing agencies, which is Eskom and municipality. But you, what we've noted in this department is that there's a number of transfers that are not being done, as in the first quarter, Chair, including your working for energy, your renewable energy, your electricity demand side and management program, and national energy electrification, your INEP, grid, both grid and non-grid. So all those transfers are not yet made in the first quarter, Chair. So we'll closely monitor it in the second quarter to see whether is there any improvement. But I'm afraid, Chair, that some of these transfers, Chair, are really responsible for programs that are instrumental in poverty alleviation, like you're working for energy, Chair.
What was supposed to have been done was all those were supposed to appear here. Because you can hear what you're hearing today. Tomorrow we'll have forgotten about that. But the report, if those things are highlighted in the report, you can always be able to refer and compare when, if this is the recurrent, be able to compare. I think that was supposed to, if you can include that part in the next report. All those areas where the transfers have not been presented, that's for record, keep it in the report.
Environmental affairs was allocated a total budget of 2.6 billion in 2010-2011 financial year. The department has only spent 443 million, or 17% of the original budget in the first quarter. The department has projected to spend up to 469 million in the first quarter, but only spent 143 million. This level of under expenditure was due to the low, to the slow spending on capital payments, which was due to the payment of computers equipment not being made in the first quarter. This level also of underspending was also due to the slow spending on program one. The department had projected to spend 52 million in the first quarter for program one, but only 40 million was spent in the first quarter. This means that the department has underspent by 20 million in this program. This level of under expenditure was due to the accommodation invoices not yet received from the Department of Public Works. The department had projected to spend up to 25 million in program four, which is climate change, in the first quarter, but it has only spent 19 million, or 75% of this budget. The slow spending was due to the late payment to Smith Amandla for operational cost of SA Agal's polar research vessel. A number of transfers to certain entities have not yet been made in the period under review. This means that there is a zero expenditure on the following: South African National Parks, which is Parks Development and Establishment and Roads, Council for Scientific Industrial Research, is the research contract, Global Environmental Fund, Expanded Public Works Program, Environmental Project targeting the unemployed youth, women, people with disabilities, and small, micro, medium enterprises. Even though most of the programs in the department have underspent, but some have overspent, Program 3, which is Ocean and Coastal Management, was allocated an amount of 44 million to spend in the first quarter, but the department has spent up to 53 million, or 120% of the allocation. This means that the department has overspent its budget for the first quarter by 20%. According to the National Treasury, this level of overexpenditure was due to the fact that the Department of Environmental Affairs had to pay compensation of employees, performance bonuses, overtime, and see going allowances for Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries staff members in relation to fisheries function for 2010, though the amount was refunded by Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries in July 2010, so they indicated.
Okay. Any comment?
Okay. Now there are two separate departments with separate budgets, but reporting under one minister. Yes.
The money that was paid for whatever in the Department of Environmental Affairs, I mean of fisheries, forest and fisheries, was refunded. So a problem in marrying the amount that was paid and the amount refunded. Yeah. I've got a problem in marrying those two. Then what happened to the refunded amount?
What happened is that they overspent on their budget. They spent more than what they had budgeted in environmental affairs due to the fact that they had to pay bonuses and so forth for the staff members of agriculture. But the minute the agriculture refunds them the money that they had paid for their staff, they will then reclassify and reverse, do that, the what we call the reverse interest, and reverse it to their own budget. They will now refund. So it means that the overspending that you're seeing here, which is 120%, is going to be rearranged. It's going to be corrected by that refund. Yes, but the mistake that they did not indicate to say how much was that.
What we say is that the one was the program 3, ocean and coastal management, was allocated 44 million. That's the overall. But they spent about 53 million on the first quarter. But The reason for overspending was that this money was spent on agriculture. They were only refunded after the end of the first quarter. Okay, so it will reflect in the next quarter. Okay.
Actually, sir, I still have a query. The allocated amount of 44, it means that the balance overspent was borrowed from some hall to pay Peter.
I think, in trying to assist the community, the overall spending of the department on the oceans and coastal management is 229.4 million overall budget. But then there are projections that are being made by the department, and the department projected to spend 44 million in the first quarter. But they exceeded that projection. They actually spent 53 million. So now the overspending that you're talking about is around the first quarter, to say it was above the projected amount as submitted by the department in the short version.
That's in the next what you call a report. Let's update this report so that to really reflect what it intends saying. So that anyone else can, because the report is not saying what it's saying. It's not clear on that. It's saying this department has allocated an amount of to spend in the first quarter. Okay.
All right, fine. What has said is a fact.
It's a fact. No, it's fine. Okay, but also, they were saying, it said that a number of transfers to certain entities has not yet been made, in the transfers. This means that there is zero expenditure on the police. South African National Park Council for Scientific Research and Industrial Council, CSIR, the Global, or their contribution to CSIR,
Global Environmental Fund, that's membership fee, expanded public works program, that's where I'm really what the interested in. Environmental project targeting the unemployed youth, women, disabled workers. I think we should just note this one. Okay. Just continue.
The Department of Rural Development and Land Reform was allocated a total budget of $6.7 billion for the 2010-2011 financial year. The department had projected at least to spend 25% of the entire budget in the first quarter, but has only spent $851 million, or 13% of the entire budget. This means that the department has underspent by 12% of the entire budget in the first quarter. The slow expenditure was mainly on household transfer expenditure, which was meant to be utilized for settling new claims, but instead was utilized to settle outstanding restitution court cases. The department has also spent $552 million, or 35%, in Program 4 in the first quarter, which is your restitution. This was due to the large number of restitution court cases that needed to be settled by the department in the first quarter. Transfers and subsidies. Transfers and subsidies for $1.1 billion have not yet been made to the departmental agencies, such as Agricultural Land Holdings account for land acquisition. The department has allocated an amount of $4.1 billion for Program 5, which is Land Reform Program, and it only spent $162 million, or 4% of this budget, at the end of the first quarter. This low expenditure on this program is due to the fact that bulk of expenditure under this program is used for operational expenditure, and the rest has been shifted to restitution program. Hence, the department is focusing more on resolving restitution court cases. This has been triggered by the fact that the department has been issued with a notice of property attachment due to failure to make settlements or restitution claims. Therefore, in order for the department to be able to deal with this settlement, funds needed to be shifted from land reform program to land restitution. However, this high level of shifting of funds impacts negatively on other programs, hence there is less focus on them. This high level of shifting of funds also defeats the purpose, original purpose of certain programs, hence intended targets and objectives are not going to be met at the end of the financial year. Because when you look at the budget takes into account your first and foremost, many areas. The State of Nation Address outlines the priorities. The strategic planning documents that are tabled, you know, to Parliament. Your annual performance plans, which are really outlining what is the department is going to achieve during this course of the financial year. And now, if you're going to shift funds in the beginning of the financial year, in the first quarter, it really disturbs that whole process. And what we've done, so we've identified a number of departments which have shifted funds in the first quarter. We say a lot about, you know, the strategic plans and the APPs as well as the State of Nation Address, but those documents are not being adhered to. Yeah, so it becomes a PR exercise.
You see, for me, really, I'm just worried about our training on the money deals, I mean, and that act gives so much power to Parliament, to so that the committees can be able to deal with some of these what we call issues. But to what extent, maybe as members really understand, I'm not talking about this committee, we understand, we deal with it every day, but as other committees get to understand their role, you know, it's going to be very, what you call it, helpful. Yesterday, another chairperson came to me. The chairperson was saying, look, we've been asked to prepare the DRR report. I didn't see what the letter was said. I saw the letter, but to me, because we don't have a winner portfolio committee, it isn't what you call it. I didn't really apply my mind seriously. But the letter came out very early. Now it kind of confused the portfolio committees in terms of what is it that needs to be included in the PR. And these are the kind of stuff that must appear in those PR so that when the department budget for the following year, the recommendations of the committee are taken into account. Clearly, I mean, the frustration that we have in this shifting of funds in the first quarter, we had for the fourth quarter serious discussions that we should always remember with the land affairs. Now, in the first quarter, this is what they're doing. But we'll see what we do as we decide who to invite. And
Jefferson, sorry about that. It's a passion for this specific budget. But that is, and I also mentioned last year, at the end of the day, over 5 or 10 years, if we don't have successful land reform and rural development, then we will price, then we will pay the price at the end of the day when it comes to food security. And that is the biggest challenge for us here. And I think that, you know, if you use land reform money to pay corporate, with some of the small amount, and that is a way smaller before it tells me. And I will tell you that we are in for a problem. That's the reality. We cannot run away from it. And, well, there is now a new DG in that office with a new viewpoints perhaps. But, I think we focus on one or two departments, perhaps, if you look at the budget. But it is not a big budget, it's a small budget. But at the end of the day, it affects a tremendous lot of people. And that will have a tremendous effect also on our economy growth, will have a tremendous effect also on the total situation where we can uplift the life of the people in the specific place. We saw it now in Limpopo, we saw it in Eastern Cape, and we look at them, then there is tremendous challenge. And on that point, I think we must focus. It costs 13%, not for land, for institution court cases. So I plead for you that we focus this year more on the specific department. For the next year or two or three, but here we must keep the necessary. We must also see what we can, how we can assist to get better. So, thank you, Chair.
Chair, in all our deliberations with this department, it's become very clear that the problem is not willing by a willing seller. It's inefficiency. I absolutely agree with Honourable Khalilu. That this is very important. Mm-hmm. I want to tell him that, you know, this budget of this department is 6.7 million. Mm-hmm. The obligations of this department is in excess of 70 billion. Mm-hmm. They have no chance in the next 10 years of making their objectives. They have no chance. So, you know, we're going to have a very unhappy population and poor people because we are not delivering. It's because of this department, and it's because of this kind of thing that goes on. You see, even that won't help you, Chair, because you haven't got money to even buy that.
Of land outside of the restitution program, or is it both restitution and land acquisition, or just is it restitution? I don't know. So I think we need to, either the committee can make it clear or we need to clarify ourselves too.
No, I don't know. It could be both. Because what they were saying was that they had employed skilled workers there, then gave them so much power to sign off, you know. Because you remember even with land restitution, it means that now today someone else is occupying that land. If then the court says, no, that land belongs now to these people, now they must negotiate a price. Now, the provincial land commissioners were not necessarily directly involved. They devolved this power to these people. And so the question that you raised in quantification of that, let alone that the people, I mean, that was reversed and what was, but how much it would cost, the cost of the state of that. I think that a department, I don't know whether there's a problem of not properly organized, or they don't want to release information. You know, they kept on saying that question was put in that meeting, and they keep on in critical questions. They say they don't know. You say, how much does this cost? That's 12 billion rand. And there was this 4,000 outstanding claim. So they keep on saying they don't know. I mean, we really try to draw information, and I mean, they gave up, ended up with a ridiculous answer. In fact, we just let them away with nagging. When the official of the department says to the committee, much of the information will come from the annual report. And we want information today, not in the annual report. We will read the annual report. But for now, what exactly has happened? When departments lie, you see what's going to happen now. When we invite them for this hearing, they will tell you where they are up to now. But only the information that we want for them is up to June. It's between April and June for the first three months. But when you want certain information, they will tell you that, no, that information is not right. They want to give us information that they think that they want to give, but not the information that we want. Because when you want the critical information, they will tell you that, well, we will work that one out. Why they should not be working out. But you see, what this highlights is really the budgeting. They know. I mean, from the Director General Gwanya, who has now resigned, they indicated that their highest, what you call their cost driver of this department is around the land restitution. But they don't budget for it sufficiently. Immediately in the first quarter, they run out of funds. They've got to what we call get funds elsewhere. Why don't they budget properly? There's a problem with their budget.
Okay. But we will deal with that. Can you go to the next?
The Department of Trade and Industry, sir, was allocated 6.1 billion in the current financial year. Department had projected to spend about 25% of the budget in the first quarter, but only 1 billion or 16.6% of the budget was spent at the end of the first quarter. This means that the department has underspent by 8.4% when compared to the projections. This low spending in the department was due to the under-expenditure on the following economic classifications. Current payments. Department has only spent 196 million or 17.3% of 1.1 billion, which is allocated for current payments. The under-expenditure of this category was due to the high level of vacant posts not being filled in the department in the first quarter. This level of under-expenditure was also due to the slow spending on goods and services due to a number of outstanding invoices, lower demand for contractors, consultant services, and lower spending on advertising. I think some of the things were as a result of the austerity measures, but they just clustered everything together as an understanding. Transfers and subsidies a department has spent 820 million, or 16.4% on transfers and subsidies in the first quarter. The slow spending on transfers was mainly due to non-compliance of some receiving entities which did not submit required documents before the transfer can be made. Nissan Trigger indicated that the department is going to engage with these entities to enforce compliance to those service level agreements so that those service level agreements can be finalized and thereafter transfer payment can be made. Capital payments has also spent 1.3 million or 7.2% of the allocated budget in the first quarter. The slow spending emanated from the non-payment of computer equipment as there was no delivery of computers that took place on time. The department also indicated that most of the under expenditure has occurred in various incentive schemes, and some of these incentive schemes are still under investigation or review. The department also indicated that the under expenditure in the first quarter was inevitable, since most of the claims are made in the second quarter of the financial year. The fact that certain incentive schemes are still new in the department, there is less demand for such schemes, hence understanding. The department, through its in-year monitoring report, is anticipating under-expenditure at the end of the financial year. According to this report, the department indicated that it is clear that there will be under-expenditure of 395 million or 6.4% of the total budget at the end of the financial year. This overall under-expenditure will emanate from the under-expenditure of 55.5 million on current payments due to vacancies and unspent funds for goods and services. The under-expenditure of 334.1 million on transfers and subsidies and 5.7 million on capital payments. This means that the department is going to spend about 5.8 billion or 93.6% at the end of the financial year. Spend. Okay, thanks for the correction. So I think that the department has really identified that it's not going to spend the whole budget at the end of the financial year. So, but the question probably that we can pose into that is that what are the measures being taken to really address that, to ensure that the budget is spent according to its projections? Because they've identified the problem. Now, what are the measures being taken to address that?
Chairperson, the capital payments, you know, I think we must write to them. That is the department, the computer is the manager, especially the state. Now, if you look here, and it's a small event, but the reality is, if you look at the computer work for this department, that is the computer is that is responsible to create jobs, if I can say, that's my as I can do, but we must ask them. Again, comes to plan. They must do plan. The slow spinning of that non-payment of computer equipment, as there was no delivery of those computers that took place on time. I think we must put the question. Right to the chair, I think why.
This issue of capacity and plan, to me, most of the planning will be done by senior managers in consultation with their units. Okay. So, these departments, by saying that there's a lack of capacity, are also saying that they don't hire consultants, which is a lie. So, what do the consultants do then to overcome the lack of capacity? You see, to me, there's something that doesn't gel. That's exactly it. So at the end of the day, this thing of saying lack of capacity or post not filled, it doesn't hold water, that excuse, because they're hiring consultants to do that work anyway. So either they can't manage the consultant, even.
Just following on it, just by saying I've got got a lack of capacity and all these vacancies, that CEO or the DG is saying that I'm not managing properly, because that is the one area then that he should be concentrating on, to make sure that he gets the vacancies well, to make sure that he's got the capacity. That is his first priority.
There are things that I would like us to follow with this department as well, trade and industry. Where the department states that it is going to engage with the entities to enforce clients to those service level agreements and let them be finalized. So I think we must follow up on that, if they have actually done it and have the service level agreements been signed. The other area that surprises me, is most of the claims are made in the second quarter. For me, that's a problem. That claims for the first quarter will be made in the second quarter. Maybe, what's the reason behind that thinking? Because it infringes on the second quarter expenditure as well. Maybe for me, we should follow up on that, or on these things I'm talking about. I think we are seeing them, some of them are seeing them for the first time in this department, but probably they happen in all the departments and they haven't raised them up. I do, but also that needs to be explored. Why?
Francisca, I was going to comment on the payments of the second quarter. But another thing that worries us is this incentive scheme, because those are poverty alleviation programs, and they can't say they're not understood, because it's for them to go to the community, look at the projects, advise them, which means they should be having some on-the-ground people who are there, and someone is not doing his job to facilitate the success of this incentive scheme, because they can't really understand on incentive schemes when it's our policy is poverty alleviation and job creation.
Thank you. I think that the other thing is that this department is saying it's going to understand by, likely to understand by 6.4%. Communication understands by same amount, 6-something%. What do the departments know? The PG owner of the They understand the P's and P's. They may not spend over, understand over 8%. That target of understand. So deliberately, they know what they think. They don't want to be outside the law. They want to be within the what you call the law. But that is still understanding. You know, the incentive scheme, I think that they are referring to Prophet Moshiko here, is not those programs that are meant to create necessary what you call it, work, but I mean those programs that are meant to encourage the job creation by the what you call it, different departments. I know one incentive, for instance, that is not known by people is for small, what you call business people who want to go overseas with this trip of the president. Department is supposed to subsidize them, but very few people, small business people, know that they can apply for those funds. They end up, they think that these trips are meant for those big guns. Yet part of the small, what you call it, should be allow for small emerging, what you call it, people to participate. But again, no one is telling them.
And I think that it's important what you say, that they can't, what you call it, tell us that these things are not understood. They are supposed to make them to be understood, to budget that people understand the program. They are supposed to budget for that.
Yeah.
It can't be the, what you call it, the reason for that. So it's clear that it must be understood what are the programs to ensure that these schemes are. I mean, we are in the midst of a huge unemployment. Schemes that are meant to address those things, I mean, are not addressed vigorously, you know.
Oh, you said addressing because I was saying, you are actually saying, because I was saying, these incentive schemes are projects that we need them to be there and encourage people to say, group yourself, or have you registered your project? Have you done this? I have a project here. Here is a market for you. It needs them to be right on the ground, and then that will assist people to know where to get this to be incentivized to. For economic growth, that's where economic growth starts there. Within the Department of Trade and Industry, that's where I think everything's there, because it's that all the knowledge and experience needs to come from this trade and industry for all those poor people.
Okay.
Okay.
I think in future we also have to follow up on this department because they're saying that they are investigating and reviewing those schemes. So, with the second quarter, let's see how far they've investigated and reviewed. Or they just put it here and it should never come up again. If they have, what have they come up with?
Jefferson, I agree with the members. I think that we also must ask the question, look at China, and Malaysia, the economic growth stopped in these countries by these departments. Small business, they are very involved, that identified. And my view is that how much attention is given to the small businessmen in this country. And that is my concern. That is the success of, as I said, in countries which I mentioned, small business where they occupy 3 or 4 people. Thank you, Chief.
Okay, I think that I also agree that there
in the past we have focused in the so-called main department, but not in the other. But I think that we really have to also send a wake-up call now to everyone that we're not going to allow them off the hook. But what is going to really assist us is those clusters that we created where we say we should, some of us, pay particular attention on certain what you call clusters. Because all the departments, in terms of those priorities, job creation, we have the move forward under those.
Okay. Water affairs.
Water affairs was allocated an amount of 7.9 billion in 2010-2011 financial year. In the first quarter, the department had projected to spend 1.9 billion of its budget, but only spent 1.2 billion, or 15.9% of the allocation. This means that the department has underspent by 724 million, or 9% of the projected amount in the first quarter. The level of under expenditure was due to the slow spending which was experienced by the department in all economic classifications, and the department is projected to spend at least 25% of its budget in the first quarter. Under current payments, department was allocated 3.6 billion, but the department has only spent 123 million, or 14.4% of its budget in the first quarter. This reflects an under expenditure of 10.6% in the total budget. The slower than expected expenditure on current payments was due to savings of 50 million on vacant pool. That's how they put it. Yeah, it's their language, not my language. They said it's a saving on the Ken Code. Then it goes back to the definition of the saving. What is it that you call the saving? Some levels of under expenditure were due to the delays in advertising costs, especially those that were classified as OSD position. The slow spending was also due to unspent funds for goods and services due to outstanding invoices for the use of government motor transport by the department to fleet management. The newly introduced supply chain management process has also contributed to delays by not issuing orders on time. On transfer, Chair, the department had allocated an amount of 3.6 billion for transfers and subsidies in 2010-2011 financial year. In the first quarter, the department has only managed to spend 742 million, or 22.9% of this budget. This indicates an under expenditure of 14.2 million, or 2% in the first quarter. This lower than expected expenditure on this category was due to the non-transfer of funds to other departmental agencies and to deal with them due to outstanding invoices. Under capital payments, the department had allocated about 1.1 billion to capital payments for 2010, not to transfers and subsidies. Capital payment for 2010-2011 financial year. As of the first quarter, the department has only managed to spend 9.5 million, or 24.1% of the capital budget. The under expenditure was due to the delays in signing of contracts between the Department of Water Affairs and the service providers of certain capital projects in relation to regional public infrastructure grant and accelerated community infrastructure project, which is ACIP, for the provision of water services. The project is a rapid intervention focusing on three areas, namely community infrastructure, water conservation, demand management, and waste water infrastructure refurbishment program. The program is targeting five provinces, namely Mpumalanga, Limpopo, Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal, and Northern Cape province. The program is mainly targeting only those areas which have water challenges such as cholera, water shortage, water loss, water wastage, and demand and supply of water in general. The bulk of this capital budget has been allocated to programs such as Masibambane program, which provides water services in rural areas. The poverty alleviation program, such as Working for Water, Working on Fire program, and the Municipal Drought Relief Grant. The issues for community conservation, Chair, but I just highlighted this, we just highlighted these three issues, Chair, which are always there. In every expenditure analysis, Chair. It's expenditure due to the vacant post across the board most of the time. It's expenditure due to the outstanding invoices. Yeah, because it includes most the number of departments, Chair. Then thirdly was the comment on the rural development.
Thank you, Chairperson. One must really thank the researchers for the work that they've done. Safe to say that the heading at the bottom is analysis of 2010 fourth quarter expenditure report when they intended first quarter. I don't know whether to ask this, to say this or not, because it became obvious. As they were talking about the understanding, I was thinking of the wharf, of all those dams that we saw, and say, my God, understanding. And the other question, Chair, is to say the department understands, and yet we've got so much work to do. And let's check if there will be available bulk water in the warp by April 2011 with this type of spending. Maybe let's follow up on that one as well.
Any other comments? For me.
I was impressed by the debate yesterday. I don't know if honorable members will
things that we say every day, we talk about Nandoni. You remember the issue that they told us that we also had problems about the piping. So if the dam is ready, water can't get to people because of the fight around the, what they call the piping, because they think that the standards are...
But how long has this thing, how long has this thing been going on? When is it going to be resolved? Right? People can't get water. On issues such as water being transported from away from the people who are around the dam, they don't get that water. Transported everywhere. So, I mean, those issues that we had raised. I'm sorry. But every day, when we deal with the department, we always put the question to them. Does the medium-term expenditure framework arrangement work for the department? The Department of Water Affairs, for instance, is in the middle of the implementation of the project. Come quarter one, they don't spend. There are still there are tenders that are sending out. What is this report saying? The report is saying that they have advertised for tenders, no? Yeah. So all those things. You see, for me, I think that it really boggles my mind how these people are working. In the middle of the project, end of the year, come the last quarter, the spending is very high. Come the first quarter, it is a new project altogether. But how do these things happen? Every day I try to work to understand how the department operates. I think for me, I really find it difficult to understand that. Because you would think that with the project, we visited this project, your work done. We visited it because of there were challenges in spending. But those challenges have not yet gone away. In the middle of the implementation of the program, they want us to support them, to do all of us, support them to do that. But when we were there, they did not tell us about these issues that they are raising, perhaps a shortage of skills or here. They didn't raise those things.
Honorable, that is, I mentioned it yesterday, that is a follow-up for OPPO. Am I right? Follow-up. OPPO. You see, the biggest things, if you look at the last 5 years of this department, of most of them. And that's why I say it's very important that we have the findings and the recommendations that we have compiled. But in most of these cases, these things were raised, but the follow-up wasn't there. That is a big concern in many of the problems we experience. That is why I said earlier on, not today, but rather look at 3 or 4 issues and focus for the next 2 or 3 years on that, that we see we can make a change. Otherwise we will have problems. And then another thing is, I think, Jay, that I think that is, they are doing it now, but all our recommendations must also be sent to the department. All our recommendations was also being sent to the partners. And that is, and I think we had the other day when we had Cocktail Chair here with us. That was a good meeting. Because he mentioned here that some of the things was also new.
Yeah.
The chair of Cocktail. When we raised things here.
Yeah.
And I think it is so important that we and the portfolio committee, you know, that there is a link between us. Because I think that this thing of water, I'm not certain if the Water Portfolio Committee already addressed these issues that we raised when we visited the book and we raised in our. But the thing is that I think that we are in a position where we can change the lives of people, especially with the conditions of the poor people in our community. So that is the basis why I am here, why we are fighting. To uplift the people of the poor communities. I think the time for explanation.
got now, I'm worried that it's going to finish very heavy. Can you find another part, something that can really ensure that you don't finish heavy, you finish only by one or two? So we can do the minute? Yeah. I bought them there.
Okay, but the second doesn't have to be this year. Okay, so that was the comments on the water after. You know, but for me, the truth is that I'm really bored with this water after. No, you're right. You're right. Maybe bored is the wrong way. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated because it's one of those departments that when we wrote the report that said we continuously will make recommendations that we think that they don't make effect on the department. And by the way, one of the suggestions that we made in order to address this frustration was to say we have invited the PGs and whatnot. We must invite now the minister. The minister's constitution says they may be collectively accountable, but they're also individually accountable for his or her own department. I think that we need to raise some of the frustrations to them, because the reports that they get, I got one minister after a certain meeting called me and said something we didn't say in the meeting, you know, because we were given wrong information by the official. But sometimes I think that we need to raise them. That's why I think it's Honorable Marshall's point every day that this report must go to the House so that it's not naming and shouting and shaming, but it's to say these are the problems. Yesterday there was this service delivery report, the ministers were not there. And the service delivery report. There were no ministers, there were no officials. How is this going to be addressed? How is it going to be addressed? Because it was a service delivery report cutting across that general, what you call it, issue, where we're not, what you call it, a delivery service. Properly. Then this report on the capital payments is the understanding on the capital, there's allocated an amount of 1.1 billion. That's well the understanding, okay. Understanding by, so they've spent 24% on that. So it's fine. But this bulk one. Continually fail to deliver for bonus.
is there something I'd like you to start applying your mind to check?
So this
in the annual report, I think there is a record daily by this performance publisher. Listen to us, I think that will assist the research.
Well, that question becomes glaring in the municipality. When there's no service to do, on this side people are protesting, this side people are paying themselves a bonus. But on this one, this report says this target of the one original park infrastructure grant, the accelerated community infrastructure project for the provision of the name of the project is accelerated. In other words, is to accelerate. So what they call to ensure that the communities do get this water. But there's understanding on that. The project is a rapid intervention focusing on three areas, namely community infrastructure, water conservation, demand management, and water infrastructure refurbishment program. Targeting all those in Mpumalanga, all those provinces, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape. Clearly, unless somebody on our staff sits on other people's necks, these are the services are not going to reach the people. I think that we should continue with our, with the way we're ending our program, where we invite also the portfolio committee. I know the chairperson of Water Affairs is interested to visit this few months, but she is interested. In fact, yesterday or day before, the chairperson of the sport was apologizing that they did not come to, they didn't attend that sport, what you call it. Somehow our bosses did not convey the message there. I'm not saying you, I'm saying our bosses, because we got a message, we got an apology.
Coordinators of what they call secretaries of committees. It's my bosses of the deputies, but they're the people that make me to be able to communicate.
Not being diplomatic. We got if you remember, an apology. But now the chairperson says it was not our way.
He would have laughed.
That's one of the reasons why we want to call it, because he was also insisting that wanted us to assist them in addressing it. So now what he's saying is that maybe we should find a way of how do we make a follow up? We have had those meetings, and in that meeting, what we still parent for that report have to clarify. Department of Sport Affairs was saying to us, Department of Sport was saying to us, the ground, these sporting facilities, deliberately, and saying that must be in the community so that the schools can access them. But the Department of Basic Education is saying each school must have a facility that can be accessed by community. You see that distinction? The department is saying the facility must be Department of Sport and Recreation, says the facility must be in the community so that the schools can access it. But the Department of Basic Education, and that's what Ombera was saying to me, that the facility must be in the school, but must be accessible to what you call to community. Yeah, so that everybody can look after the water collar. But the facility must belong to the school. So maybe in our policy there's something that needs to be synchronized, if you like. Honored members, I think that
Okay. I think, let's think about it, that next time we submit our fourth quarter report, we must have a letter or something stating that we've been submitting this report and there's been no effect on all what we've said around what's happening in this country. So can they be taken seriously?
Let me ask something. We've been looking at the issue of Honorable Swan can bear me out here. At least debating one of. At least we used to debate our response and the ministers knew our problems. And since this time we've never debated a single report. So the question is whether. We wonder if maybe we can start thinking of doing it again, so that's the platform where some of the ministers will be there, will be sitting and listening, and the public will be hearing that we are one. We know we used to be about, this was one of our best friends. She was always there when joint budget debated with about 50 people in the chamber. But those who were sitting all enjoyed what we used to debate about. So, and began to understand it. I wonder if we should start, look at that again and start debating our reports, even if maybe it can be two quarters. Maybe the third and the fourth, third or the fourth, or second and often.
I think that's what is going to assist us to honorable report. That should be what is assist us to maybe stop whinging and whining, you know, if we forget there. Because the other thing now, that will help so that we don't have 50 members, we have many members, of course, is that now we invited not only the chairperson, we invite the portfolio committee. They are aware, so they have an interest as well. You say you use it?
I'm sure he's wondering why
we
invited
him. But that's the way we have invited him. We got an apology. But now you are saying to me, they did not gather what you call the letter. Somebody or the committee, someone looked at the diary and said, no, he's not available.
They used to come to the portfolio committee. I know Campbella. Lenders used to send Lali. Transport was always there. And water, they used to send Maine. She was there. Some responded. Many did not respond. But this time, I think they will respond. But we definitely need to invite them. And there was that little interest in what are we going to listen in that committee. But Compella was always there. Whenever we invite that, people would come.
Maybe that's what we need to do is yourself as a whip, myself as a chairperson, also speak to my counterpart that look this meeting. Because just inviting them sometimes maybe is not strong enough. But honorable members, what are you proposing?
It's friendly. Yes, it's closure, but I think after the closure, we must just discuss next week's program.
Well, honorable members, thank you very much.
Very good suggestion. But, Jay, is it possible? I see next week we have 2 days to discuss the KwaZulu-Natal report. I don't know.
No, it's good.
care if it is written as well as the Eastern Cape one, it shouldn't take us more than an hour. But, you know, I'm just asking whether we cannot receive that support before the time so that we can study it and read it. So as not to, you know, get a table there and then we, you know, we don't know what we want to ask. And secondly, if we can then deal maybe on Tuesday with the minutes as well.
I think the report, the program for Tuesday is the show. Where is this Guadalupe Natal report? Is it not ready? They edit forever, you know. Because now, you see, now the trick is that members are going away now. They will only be back on Tuesday morning. But I think that you're right, Honorable Sir. We should really endeavor to get a report timed so that the members can familiarize themselves with the report well before the report is presented here. But I think with the budget analysis, there was a pressure. I tried to put pressure myself, but it must really come. I hear that they will be emailed, in, I'll try to email them on Monday. Other than one of the staff, not many members really open their emails. I don't know, I have a problem with my RTP phone. Now, with my RTP phone, I have a problem. I can't access my emails. I have tried to go to IT to sort this thing out over and over. I can't access, you know, with the other cell phones, I didn't have a problem. It was very easy for me to access the emails. But with this one, I can't access it. I don't know if perhaps members have got similar problems, but with RTP, you cannot because your email. Maybe the problem is also our level of interest is well, honorable members, the pilots and the air hostesses, they are saying that they are eagerly waiting for you at the airport. Please enjoy your weekend. See you.
Okay.